Well, good morning. Good morning. Now, I doubt that you all know the person I'm going to mention now, but let's mention her name in case any of you do. Joan Bakewell. Joan Bakewell. Nope, a shake of the head down here suggests not. Nope, nobody's going to try on that one. Okay. Well, she really came into prominence in the 1960s or so, really right up there with culture and literature and writing quite avant-garde things, really pushing the boundaries as to what could be heard on the radio. That is her. Really part of, if you will, the permissive society at the kind of upper end, amongst all the intelligentsia and all those bright people that write books, make films and such things. There she is. Now, today she is the champion of the interests of older people. Well, I don't know whether that brings delight to some of us here today to hear this, but that is what she now is. And she is now, well, I had a look and I can tell you, she's not listening, I dare say, to embarrass her, but 79 years old. Right. She wrote something in the paper during the week, and I read it with interest. And in this article, she began it by saying, I have begun to ponder, or I have been pondering, the meaning of life. I have been pondering the meaning of life. Now, do you have an immediate thought, given what I've already just told you? She says, I have been pondering the meaning of life. How old is she? 79. Comment? Stanley?
Why she waited
79 years? You mean she's been all these clever thinking people she's moved amongst, all of this full life that she's lived, things that she's written for the radio, television programs she's presented, people that she's interviewed, those who are the movers and the shakers. And now, at the age of 79, she says, I have been pondering the meaning of life. And her article is entitled this, There Must Be More to Life Than Having Everything. There must be more to life than having everything. And she took us through a character in an opera who kind of went off trying to find out all about life. And she leaves us at the end, well, here we are. There must be more to life than having everything. That's what this character concluded. So that's what we should conclude. That was it. That was where the article ended. That was it. Now, wait a minute here. 79 years old. She's supposed to be the champion of older people. So helping any there that really are getting nearer to death, you know, this is serious. And she is still trying to work it out. She's worked this out. There's more to life than having everything. Well, what might everything be? What kinds of things are everythings? Timothy.
Possessions.
Possessions. Charlotte.
Pain.
Pain, yep.
Power.
Power, yep. She reckons now that this character in this opera is right, that if you had all of that, you still are missing something. That you haven't found it. There must be more to life than this. But she gives us no answer. Very clever person, writes radio shows, interviewing famous people. She hasn't got an answer to give us. After all this long life that she's lived, perhaps she'll live many more years, I don't know. What would you say to her? What would you say to her? Have you got an answer? What would you say? There must be more to life than this. Well, what is it? Stanley.
To live for God.
For God. To live for God, isn't it? To love him, serve him, do his will, please him in everything, know about him, find out the truth about him, and then live out that truth. Ah, well, I don't know. You might admit your age is here more happily than perhaps she might admit her age. Oh, we've got some there in their teens, we've got some not in their teens. You can answer the question for her. Then after 79 years, She's travelled further than any of you. She's probably richer than any of you. She's met people more famous than any of you. Still hasn't got the answer, hasn't worked it out yet. But you, with your Bible open, with the help of the Holy Spirit, with the gospel of Jesus Christ there, power in that gospel, the blood of Christ that cleanses sin, you know the answer. You could finish the article. You could say, well, this character in the opera that she's kind of taken up with here, yes, can have everything, but if you lose your soul, you've nothing. You can give your all for your possessions and end up perishing in hell, because that which you need, that which gives focus and structure and meaning to life, is to know God and to serve him and to do his will. So look, you, at your age, are wiser than she is. At her venerable age, I'm sure we wish her many years yet, because we wish, actually, she'll find the truth and it will make her free. But you already have reached, within your reach, those things that can make you wise now unto salvation. So you treasure the Bible, and you treasure the spiritual knowledge you have. You won't find the world out there, by and large, does. Lots of people are like Joan Bakewell and her character in this opera, who are going all over the world trying to find experiences here, find out the meaning of life there, and going into some trance or whatever there. You don't need that. It's within reach. It's in the gospel, in the word of God. It's all in Jesus Christ. Everything. All the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. See, you're wiser than the ancients. Putting it there rather unkindly towards Joan Bakewell, you'll see. But nevertheless, at your tender age, you're wiser than the ancients. So value what you have, what you hear at home, what you read in your Bibles, what you hear in Sunday school, what you'll hear in here during the service this morning. Because she's 79 and she still hasn't got it. But it's within reach of you. I hope you've got it.